I would say, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Mr. Deadlucky Seven.
Is Mr. really in your name?
It is, yeah.
Huh. Forgot about that. I'm Vivacity. That is how you pronounce my name, but just call me Viv to make it easier on your life. We're on the subreddit, Big Dick Problems, and we're just going to read over a few of them and just kind of respond and, I guess, apply our own advice to the situation, because a lot of people complain, and, like, let's stop that, because it's so toxic. But was there one that you saw? Because there's one I see right now, and...
Let's start with yours, because I'm going to search.
So, okay, there's one. It's actually by a female. And it's like, do you guys not realize how gifted you are? As a female, I fucking adore big cocks. I mean, I love them. They're such a pleasure to watch, and to see one come for me is amazing. I hope you guys realize that your cocks are gifts, and not everyone is so lucky. So be happy with what you have, and rock on. Here's my issue with that. I don't want to kink shame, because some girls just really love big dicks. However, I feel like if you were to just take out that first entire statement and just would have remained the last statement, which is, I hope you guys realize that your cocks are gifts and not everyone is so lucky, so be happy what you have and rock on, it would have been a much better and more positive message. And not specifically like, oh, you have smaller penis, fuck you, only big cocks. I don't know. That's the first initial, like, reaction I got, but I can't blame a girl for liking something. But
fair enough. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's a pretty positive post for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. It's just, that was the first thing I thought of. Like, just,
yeah.
Dicks are dicks.
Dicks are, in fact, dicks.
Dicks are, in fact, penises. Okay. Have you found one yet? Because there was one. Where was it? Okay. Here it is. So, okay. Have you found anything yet or no?
You know what? I want to do one of the ones that we kind of talked about a little bit earlier.
Go ahead.
Let's see. I kind of like... this one here. The post says, does anyone else have this problem? I don't know how to perfectly describe this, so bear with me here. So recently I've noticed I have a length problem with condoms. I have a longer dick, 7.5 inch length by 7.5 inch, or by 5.5 inch girth. But I can't seem to find a condom that fits me correctly. I don't know if it's a common thing, but I feel like the skin where my ball starts is further up than most guys, or at least in porn, so it's hard for me to fit the condom over it. I don't want to slip off, and when I get a wider size, it works for that part, but anything above isn't a snug fit. Does anyone else feel this problem? Sorry for grammar, I just woke up after a night out, and I may still be a little drunk, but after tonight is when I noticed it.
Fucking confused with that one. What?
Yeah, so I yeah, like all I can picture whenever I read this, and he's like, the skin where my ball starts is further up than most guys, is I'm just imagining like his balls hanging off of like the middle of his dick. Like
his balls look like a pair of tits on the shaft.
Pretty much, that's what I picture. And yeah, and he's just going on about this, and like it not fitting him correctly if he gets a bigger size or something like that. And it's just like, I don't know, it sounds like he's sounds like he's saying that the condom is too long or something like that, and then if he gets a bigger size, it's girthy enough. Okay, I think he's getting condoms that are big for him, and they're they're either too long so he can't unroll them enough or something, and they slip off, or they're too tight around the shaft, like around the base, and then like loose around the tip. I
See,
think that's what he's saying.
that makes more
But
sense.
it seems confusing. Honestly, all I can think of is like whenever I was having problems finding condoms that fit, I remember like trying Magnum condoms, and the weird thing about Magnum condoms is they flare out at the tip. So like they're skinnier around the base and wider around the tip. And my dick is thinner around the tip and gets wider as it goes down. You know what I mean? And so that's like the opposite of what I
I'm
needed.
like, ooh,
So
that's unfortunate.
yeah, and so like I feel like that's kind of funny. And I think from what I've what I remember reading from whenever I was looking for like the right condom fit for me, Magnum condoms are kind of like a scam. Yeah, they're kind of built so that anybody can that you know with a normal size penis can wear them. So if they only marketed them towards guys with the really big dicks, they wouldn't sell them as many, but they make them like with the gold packaging and they call them Magnums. Like it's kind of like a bit of a marketing scam is what I remember kind of reading. So if you're a guy that legitimately has like some issues with condoms, I would recommend Skin Large. Those are the ones that I
And I know there's
use.
like, at least from what I've heard, there's like almost custom sized condoms now. Like, there's like,
Yeah.
you like send your measurements and then they'll give you condoms or some shit. Like, I wouldn't know. But okay, so there is one post here that I saw and I'm like, I have a few issues with. Anyway, it happened twice now and it's not funny anymore. It's the title of the post. You can get an idea what's gonna be said. The first time it happened was with a one night stand. The girl pulled my dick out, and after a few seconds she just shook her head and said, "No, there's no fucking way that's going in me." I thought it was funny. We fooled around instead and had our fun. That was it. Then it happened again today. We made our plans to see each other after work. We met up for a few minutes before work and made out. She massaged my dick for a bit, and then we went our separate ways. She tells me later she can't make it. Then she tells me that she doesn't think she can handle what she felt in my pants. Everything was fine right up until she grabbed my dick, and now she doesn't want to fuck anymore. I'm not okay with this. This isn't funny anymore. My dick size has twice now prevented me from fucking. Obviously, I'm not blaming them. I wouldn't want my dick in me either. Still sucks though, and I literally can't do anything to fix this. Well, bud, okay. So many issues with this.
So first of all, you know how they have the flare thing? What's this flare?
8x6.
Okay.
So, like, understandable.
That's an understandably terrifying dick.
However, like, I feel like when you're living with something like that, like, you kind of have to understand not all girls are into that. Like, not all girls are into big dicks like that. Like, for me, like, oh, 10-inch dicks? No, thank you. I would love to walk. You know? Not, I mean, like, any other girl, go right ahead. Like, more for you. I'll pass. So, I'm upset at the fact that like he has like the audacity to be like this isn't funny anymore, dude. I'm like fucking deal with it. Like
I feel like he might.
they don't wanna fuck. Oh well, it happens.
I feel like he might be assuming that it's because of his size and not because of
Oh,
a
they
personality problem.
Oh no, like, they 100, he 100% was a saying that like they don't want to fuck because of my size.
Yeah, but sometimes women say that because it's something that, like, that is an easy way to pass on something. You know what I mean? Like maybe they really didn't like him, they got a weird vibe from him or
Yeah,
something
true.
like
Like
that.
we won't know
And
the full situation.
they're like, what's the easy way to let him down easy that is something that he can't change? You
It's
know what I
just
mean?
like, yeah, and I do get that. It's just like,
We're only hearing his side of the story on this.
Yeah, true. It's just like, I don't know. It's just the fact that, like, it's just the title that it's not funny anymore. Like, as if, like, they're playing some sick joke on him, and it's like, bro, like,
Yeah.
that happens. Like, deal with it.
Just
Like,
keep in mind, I like this guy's only an inch bigger than me, and I've never been noped. So,
right.
I mean, like, I don't know. It kind of, I don't know. It
Yeah,
doesn't
no, there's
sound.
definitely more to the story than he's leading on.
Yeah, maybe he's like a bad kisser or just a gross person, or yeah, maybe he's just like kind of a douchebag. Maybe he spends his entire time talking about how big his dick is. Maybe it's his thing.
Oh, why are there underage people in this subreddit? Oh.
What did you just come across? Was it like
It was just like
some.
first time showering at school story. And it, like, the first three words are, so I'm 16 and I'm like, nope, scroll. Not about to get in trouble.
Yeah, right.
Yep, good. What's up with every girl saying she's had sex with a 12-inch dick? Every single time, they always say 12 inches too. What's up with that? I mean, like, our perception, sometimes, like, we see a dick and like, huh, that looks like a foot long, like. Or also, it could be an exaggeration. He just
Yeah.
seems so salty about it. He's just like, bro, what? Just relax.
Yeah.
I find the saltiness is very funny. Which, ha, salty surprise, ha.
Jesus.
Oh, this is great. It's
All
just
right, I say we shoot for like one more, and then I gotta go inside and go to the bathroom.
yeah. And honestly,
Make it a good one,
make
Viv.
it a good. Oh, wow, no pressure. Let me see. Okay, this is actually a great one to end. Honest question. Does anyone else here feel inadequate, even though they're perceived as big? I've always dealt with self-esteem issues. So when girls tell me that I'm big, I always get flustered and embarrassed. I always rationalize it as a girl trying to make me feel better or perhaps overestimating what she's seeing. Does anyone else not believe that what they got is enough? And it's just like, I guess, like, we
I
even
feel like,
talked about this off call too, like 100%. Just like,
I feel like
yeah,
that
you
kind
go.
of is like hitting at the root of what this whole subreddit is really all about. Because it's like I said, it's a lot of humble bragging and stuff like that. And so I feel like really that's what it's all built off of is like there's a certain level of like insecurity there with these guys that are like, oh, ha ha ha. Like, does this mean that my dick is big enough? Like, can you please validate me here or something like that? And that's all it really comes across as to me.
Well, it's like some of it's like genuine. Like, I do appreciate the fact that in the subreddit there are some who are like genuinely asking questions because like they aren't scared to reveal, like, hey, I'm kind of insecure about this, even though like they are perceived as big. Which I find that like I genuinely find that like appealing. Just like, they're being honest versus like that one post that we saw earlier, which was like a picture of this guy trying on pants. It's like, oh, like these pants are like four sizes bigger than what I usually wear, and yet they still see my bulge. Oh no, it's just like, who cares?
And all he's really wanting there is for people to say like, oh my God, I wish I had your bulge or I wish I had your cock or something like that. Is the way that it comes across to me. I don't know.
Like, I guess to when it comes to things like this, it's just like, for regardless of gender, especially, just like this message could just be applied to anybody, but just like, it's hard to love yourself, but once you do, it's so worth it. It's just so,
yeah.
It's like this pressure off of you is just released. It just makes life easier. So I guess the biggest advice for this is like, whatever you have is what you have, man. Don't fall for those, what is it, like those pills that porn advertises, like, or like those pumps that apparently make your dick huge. Like, no, bro. Just like, whatever you have is what you have, and just learn to accept it. Like, you can just, like, it's not even all, again, like, it's so cliche, but it's not about the size. It's about what you do with it, but also, really, it's not about your dick. Like, if you're, like, if you're, like, a decent dude, like, you can get in my pants easily. Like, I'm sorry. that's the truth of the matter.
I think the biggest thing with, like, the whole dick size thing and like, size of the boat, motion of the ocean kind of conversation is that, like, there's, like, a lot of people out there that, I mean, if we're looking at the grand scope of, like, relationships and stuff, there's a lot of people out there that aren't even really as into, like, penis and the vagina sex.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, there's a lot of women that like to be doms, that like to do pegging, that like to do all sorts of stuff. And I'm not saying that if you don't have a big dick, you should just, like, resort to being fucked in the ass by a chick with a dildo or a strap-on dildo. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, like, there's so much more to sex than the size of an organ.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And if you're basing your entire sexual identity off of, like, what your penis size is, then you're probably going to have a bad sex life. Even if you have a big dick,
yeah,
you're probably going to have a bad sex life because, you know, like, your identity being based off of that means that you're probably going to be not a very explorative or confident or whatever as far as, like, in the bedroom. And you're probably not going to be sort of focused on the other person enough to read what they're wanting and read what they're interested in and really listen to what is important to them. And that's what I think. It's just kind of my take on it.
Like, oh my God. It's so, like, sex is all about, like, well, it's about a lot of things, but, like, something that's essential to sex is, like, communication. Just, like, like, if you're so focused on, like, it's honestly, it could be even perceived as selfishness. Like, you're so focused on yourself that you, like, your performance is limiting just because you are so focused on yourself.
Yeah, like, who was the guy, didn't we read a post earlier about a guy who was, like, saying that this girl he was with got so wet that it made it easier to, like that it made her feel less tight, and so he got insecure about it,
because no, it
made,
like,
it feel,
you know,
like his dick wasn't big enough.
She got so wet that, like, it made him feel like his dick was smaller, which is, like, and I was like, dude, what? You got her, like, is her pussy, like, as wet as the Niagara Falls? Don't complain about that. What?
Yeah, that's a pretty fucking silly thing to complain about.
I'm like, bro, that's sick. Like,
yeah, like, that's hashtag goals right there, man.
Right? Like, that's so,
yeah,
like, that's so rare sometimes. And, like,
yeah,
you did that. Be proud of yourself, bro. Like, I don't, what? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Like, man, just breathe, talk, and just let shit happen. Just don't overthink it. Just whatever happens, happens. Really. People,
yeah,
like, ask someone who overthinks shit, it's bad for your health. It really is.
Mm. Yeah.
I like how we talked about everything and nothing at the same time.
The one thing that we didn't get to talk about on the once we started recording was the thing that fascinates me is guys comparing their penises to objects that are not objects that women want to fuck. Like, I feel like the super cliche one is, like, the like Red Bull can thing. And so, like, yeah, like, guys, please, if I can give you some advice, Don't compare your dick to objects that women don't want to put inside them.
Please
Just
don't.
don't do it.
Like, yeah, he mentioned, like, Red Bull can. I'm like, oh, look, I'm dry now. Like, no, it's not hot. It's not hot at all. Like,
Yeah.
and also, just, like, remember, women, like, I mean, I can't speak for all, but there's definitely a lot of women who genuinely don't give a fuck about dick size. Like seriously, like, I've had people, like, message me on Tinder and be like, oh, my dick's 7 or 8 inches. I'm like, solid. That's it. Like, that's all I reply with. Like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah, I feel like a quicker way to get into a girl's pants is to be like, I have a dog.
Fuck yes. Oh my god.
Do you want to
Yes.
see pictures of my cat?
Animals, please. Yes. Like, if
Yeah.
you're a sweetheart who, like, if you're just a sweetheart in general, yes, you, like, you can unbutton my pants. Like, yes. Like, just be a decent dude and, like, you got access, baby. Like, it's not. Like, man, this is, like, this was all over the fucking place, and editing is gonna be a bitch.
Yeah, this is gonna be a nightmare for you, because you're gonna do the editing, right? I don't have any way to edit it. Not right now, anyways.
Nine.
I'm gonna be at my brother's house until Sunday.
Fuck.
Yup. So, have fun with that, kiddo.
Don't call me kiddo, man.
Okay, sis.
Suck. Anyway, we talked about what? Just don't be so obsessed with your dick. Be obsessed, like, no, don't be obsessed. Don't be obsessed with your dick size. Just let shit happen on its own. Don't pressure women to fuck you. Or don't be upset when women are uncomfortable. And love yourself. That's the biggest thing. Just love yourself.
Love yourself, girl. All right, I'm out of here.